that prayer that has already gone up verbally.
Thank you for that
but
prayer
that has already gone up
in the prayer of your heart
verbally.
Minds,
but please do continue
and
the prayer
of the
Lord
minds.
Further
and
beg of the Lord. I believe he's been in the psalm service.
Visitation.
I believe he's answered prayer.
I believe he's been in the psalm service. I believe
he's saints.
Answered prayer.
But
assembling
with his saints.
If the Lord does not continue with us,
then we might as well.
If the Lord
sit
does
down.
Not continue with us,
that
then
might
we
be
might
what happens.
But we'll see.
And that
if
might
the
be
Lord,
what happens.
But we'll
permits.
See.
If the Lord,
Brother Ronnie,
permits,
greeted me.
With
Brother Ronnie,
what I tried to speak on last night
me
over at Dallas.
With
what I tried
and,
to speak on last night
I will
over
admit,
at Dallas.
I tried to find something
and,
different this morning.
I will admit,
to speak
I tried
on.
To find something different this morning.
But that is still what is on my mind.
So I will try
but that
to go
is still
into
what's
that
on my mind.
If you
and so I will try to go into
that in live stream or anything like that. I don't blame you.
Did not listen to it in live stream or anything like that. I don't blame you.
You may hear it again,
but
at least a little bit of the same.
You may hear it again, at least a little
the
bit
passage
of the same
of scripture
thing.
That is on my mind is there in Proverbs.
The passage of scripture that is on my mind is there in Proverbs 27.
This one verse
27:17,
and I will
this one verse
kind of cover some of the same ground that I tried to cover last night.
Kind of cover some.
The same ground that I tried to
about
cover last
what
night.
This means,
and
about
start with
what
the practical
this means
illustration of what
and
he's
start
talking
with
about.
The practical
we hear,
illustration of what
we
he's
read
talking about.
A plain statement.
It is
here,
a statement of fact.
Here we
it
read
not,
a plain statement.
Not asking
it
question,
is a statement
not,
of fact. It is not
us to figure
not
anything out.
A question,
it is a very
not,
simple statement.
Asking us to figure anything
iron
out
is a
iron.
Very simple statement.
Iron sharpeneth iron.
As we look at this, we understand
iron is
not
the only thing that sharpens iron.
Iron is not the only thing
that
sharpens
this is under
iron.
Consideration. He starts
but that's
with
not
the statement
what this
that
is
iron
under
does.
Consideration.
He starts with the statement
iron
that iron does
to bring forward
a context.
To bring forward
because,
if you understand metal tools,
because
if you understand metal tools
more than iron,
nowadays
we
use steel more than iron because it's harder and it lasts longer.
Tool,
but
is made
iron
fit for
being
purpose.
Shaped into a tool
it
is
has
made
a cutting edge
or
maybe
a chiseling edge something
it
that
has a
gives
cutting
it
edge or maybe a chiseling
for you to
edge
use it. Something that gives it purpose
a lump of iron
for
by
you
itself
to use it
isn't fit for much
a lump of iron
it
by itself is
shaped
made
much.
Into a tool
it has
then
it is fit
shaped
for use
made into a
however,
tool
then it is fit
there are things
for use.
That render it unfit
however,
for use
there are things
fact,
that render it unfit
for use
that render a
in fact
tool
there are two main
for
things
use,
that
they
render
are the direct
a tool
opposite
unfit
things.
For use.
One is
and
use,
they are the direct opposite
and the
things.
Other is lack
one
of use.
One is use.
Both
the
will
other
render
is
a tool
lack of
unfit
use.
For use.
One
will render
with
a
the use
tool
of a tool.
For use.
One
the edge of the blade
with the use
is
of a
dull.
Tool.
The
edge of
the
blade
is
dull.
And it has to be
fit of the tool
is worn out.
The other
and
the other
has
to
be
lack of use.
The other on the other end
and
corrosion
use.
Within the tool. And guess what you
have
rust.
To do?
And
you have to sharpen it
in the
and
tool.
You have to
guess what you have to
do?
You have to sharpen it and you have
either
to reshape
way,
it to make it
the
fit.
The tool needs sharpening.
Either
and
way,
so whether the tool,
the
is
tool
used
needs
or
sharpening.
Whether the tool is not used.
And so whether
a
the
weapon
tool
of
is
warfare
or whether the tool
is not
an
instrument,
a
weapon
of
warfare,
a garden instrument, a simple knife
for using
it to
maintenance.
It needs
further
it needs maintenance
in order for it to
it needs further work. In order
what
for it
the
to
context
be
here is
for use.
One thing
and what the
that
context
is
here is
to sharpen
one
iron
thing that
is
fit
another tool
to sharpen
iron
something that
is
another
fit for
tool
use to
of
sharpen
iron.
That tool
something that is fit for
then
the
he
use
says
to
this.
Sharpen
knowing
that
tool.
Principle I trust we don't
then
have to go
says
further
this.
Into
knowing
the
that
proof.
Principle
I trust
we
have
don't
to go
that
further into
sharpening
proof
I think we're all
that we have
familiar with
that
sharpening
we I think we're all sufficiently familiar with
that like that.
But
like
then he
the
says,
fact that
like
iron
that,
sharpens
like the
iron,
fact that iron
so
sharpens
it is,
iron
in this case
so,
so
it is
a man
in this
sharpeneth
case.
The
so
countenance
a man
of his
sharpeneth
friend.
The countenance
so he's comparing
iron
sharpening
so he's
iron
comparing
to a man's
iron,
countenance
sharpening iron
so if a man's
to a man's
countenance
means sharpening
so if a man's
what is
countenance
it that sharpens
means
a man's
sharpening
countenance?
What is
his
it that sharpens a man's
countenance?
His
friends
of the
countenance.
That is what sharpens the countenance.
That is what sharpens the countenance.
In the context here, there, I want to draw now, one other. One
in
other
the context
fact,
here, there, I want to draw one other.
Has to ply when sharpening iron.
That is
when
iron
has
sharpens
to ply
iron,
when sharpening iron.
It doesn't do
when
any good
iron sharpens
when one tool
iron,
is in one
shop. It doesn't
shop
do
any
good
when one
tool
is in one shop.
In fact, if you bring the both into your hands.
And they
in
never
fact,
come
if you
in
bring
them
both
with
into
each other,
your hands,
they do each other
and
no
they
good.
Never come in contact
what
with each
makes
other.
They do each other
the
no
sharpening
good.
Happen.
What makes
is the two bringing
the
brought
sharpening
into contact.
Happen.
They have to be
is
together.
The two bringing brought
they
into
have
contact.
To be brought.
They have to be together.
There has
to
be contact
to be
so that
brought
as that one
together.
Tool rubs up
there
against
has
the other.
There has to be contact so that
brings
as
it
that
back
one tool
fits
rubs
into
up against the other.
That
brings
it
back
whether by
fit into purpose.
By overuse
that
or by
one,
use
the,
and
whether
by
back
to
a sharp
edge overuse
or by lack of
use
and being
back to a sharp edge
rubbed off
or by lack of use having
the corrosion rubbed off.
That's why we must not forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
We must not forsake
the assembling of ourselves together.
But as far as
that's not the only reason why
context is concerned.
But as far as
one
this scriptural
context
is concerned,
to forsake
one
the
reason why we
wanna,
ought
I'm
never
pause
to
there.
Forsake the
I'm
assembly.
I'm talking about
now,
forsaking
wanna,
the assembly
pause
right now.
There.
We have,
I'm talking
we
about
have
forsaking
that are not
the
able
assembly
to be
right
here
now.
Because they're sick.
We have brethren that are not able to be here because
other
they're
reasons
sick.
Why.
Bound
that's
up
not
in nursing home
on a trip.
Other reasons why.
That's not
when
what
you
I'm talking
want
about
to be there,
right
but can't be there for whatever reason.
You want to be
that's
there,
not the
but
same
can't
reason
be there for whatever reason.
About.
That's
but
not
those
the same
who
reason.
Are
what
tempted
I'm talking about.
For whatever
but
reason.
For those who
to
are
say
tempted
and think
for whatever reason.
That it's not necessary for me to assemble with the saints.
That it's not
you
necessary for me to assemble
much
with the saints.
How necessary
you don't
it
know
is
how
much for you.
How necessary
it
truly is.
It's been
for you.
Brother Ronnie,
now,
you can testify as long
it's been
as we've been in the church.
Brother Ronnie, you can testify
I remember
as long as we've been
said,
in the church.
It predates us
I remember this
generation.
Saying being said.
It
predates us by generations.
I need the church more than
is
the church needs me.
I need
the
church more than the church needs me.
In fact, there
is
some
is
great
an aspect
truth
of truth
in
that.
You see, the
in fact, there is some great
truth
in that.
I will come and go.
You see,
the church
will
come.
Say.
I will come and go.
I
the
need
the assembly of the saints
I
more than anyone
need
here
the
needs
assembly
me
of the saints.
In particular.
More than anyone here
but
needs me
let
in particular.
That keep you away
but
from
don't
the church.
Don't let that thought
keep you
sink
away
in
from
and
the
say,
church.
Don't
well,
let that,
the church doesn't
don't let that
me,
thought
sink
therefore
in
they
and
don't
say,
need to see
well,
me
the church
there.
Doesn't need me.
Because you see.
Therefore they don't need
for
to see me
countenance
there.
Of friend
you see,
to sharpen
countenance
of friend.
Countenance of friend.
Both faces
to sharpen
have
countenance
to be seen.
Of friend.
Just
both
like
faces
iron sharpening iron. The both
seen.
Of the tools have to be
just
there
like
rubbing
iron
against
sharpening
each other.
Iron. The both
so to speak, the countenance have to rub
against
together.
Each other.
So to
you
speak,
have to
come together.
Now, rub together.
We have to be
you
careful
have
how
to come together.
Now,
the
iron and
we have
iron
to be careful how
the
iron
see,
and iron are brought
you
together.
You can rub things the wrong way.
You see. And we're all familiar
the wrong
with the fact
way.
Sometimes,
and we're all familiar with the fact that
sometimes
you can rub somebody the wrong way.
Here's a surprise:
if you open your mouth and
here's
say
a surprise.
Something, you're going to rub
somebody
the wrong
way
and
eventually.
Say something,
and
you're
that's going to
rub somebody the wrong
way
eventually.
Fault,
and
but
that's
we
not
have to be
necessarily
careful.
Your fault.
You see.
When
we have
you sharpen
careful.
A tool,
you see,
you have to know its purpose.
When you sharpen
you have to know
a tool,
what you're doing.
You have to know its
when you're
purpose.
Sharpening the tool.
You have to know what
if I
you're
take
doing.
A sharp blade,
when you're sharpening
and I
the
grab
tool,
a, something to sharpen,
if I take
I just
a sharp
rub
blade,
it however I want
and I grab a, something
you know
to sharpen,
what I'm doing? I just rub it however I want
worse.
To.
You know what
I'm
doing? I'm
not helping it.
I'm making this
I
worse.
I have to know
I'm not
how
helping it.
To sharpen.
I have to know
how
what kind of countenance
to
I need to be
I have
bringing
to know what
to my
kind
friend.
Of countenance
one of the
I need
of the
to be
best
bringing
examples
to my
I
friend.
Can think of
in
one
the
of
scripture.
One of the best examples
Job.
I can think of
Job
in the scripture
had some friends.
Is Job.
Job,
but they did not know
friends.
How to sharpen with their countenance. But
they did not know
see,
how
were,
to sharpen
Job,
with their countenance.
As we remember the account,
you see,
and,
they were
and
the, God
Job
himself
as we remember the account
of this,
and Job
God himself
did
testifies
nothing
of this.
Wrong.
Job
to deserve
did nothing
what happened
wrong.
To
that
deserve
does not make God
unrighteous
in
him.
Any way.
Now, that does not make God unrighteous in any way
in allowing what happened to
Job
to take
place.
We all deserve nothing.
You
we
realize
all
what
we
Job
all deserve
had
nothing.
At the beginning
you
of Job was
what
all
Job
the blessings
had
of God.
At the beginning
of
Job was
of
all
it.
The blessings
and guess
of God.
What? He
Job
deserved
understood that.
None of it. Job knew. What?
The Lord
Job understood that.
He has every
Job knew.
Right.
The Lord
to
giveth.
Take it away.
He has every
he
right.
Still blessed you to begin with.
You still have no right to complain.
You still have no right to complain.
Every blessing in your life
to praise God for
every blessing in your life
understood
if it was
that
all
at
taken
the
away.
Of Job.
And Job understood that.
Now he has three friends that comes to try to be with
now
him.
He has three
and
friends
what?
That comes
for
to
a little
to
while
to be with him.
They were the
and you know
best
what?
Friends
for a little
Job
while they
because
were the
for
best
a little while,
friends Job
they
had.
Just sat down
because for a little while they just
and
sat
down with Job and more
for a while
with Job.
Their countenance matched
for a while
Job.
Their countenance
they were in alignment
matched
with Job.
Job
they were what Job
they were
needed
in alignment
for a little
Job.
While
they were what
they just,
Job
needed
for a little
to just
while
simply mourn they just, with
Job needed
because
someone
though
to just simply
Job
mourn
knew
with him
he didn't deserve
because though
any of it
Job knew
he had lost
he
family,
didn't deserve
he had
any
lost
of
his welfare
he had lost
he had
family,
lost his health
he had lost his welfare
everything.
He had lost
and
his health he had lost
hurt
everything.
You
and
see,
still
though
we understand
hurt.
That there are things
you
that
see,
we deserve,
though,
God understands that there are things
it
that we deserve.
Hurts when it happens.
God understands something too.
It, hurts
it still
Job.
Hurts when it happens.
When he heard the news,
it hurt Job.
That his beloved
when he
children
heard the news that
there was
beloved
children
Job
were
do about that.
And there was
and
nothing,
there was nothing
Job
could
do about that.
Could do about that.
And there was nothing
so
Job
could they
do
could do
they
about
could
that.
So
Job.
What could they do?
And they did that
they
well
with
for a little while.
And they did that well
and
for a little while.
What sometimes we are often
and then they did
what
to
sometimes
do, is that
we
they
are
thought
often
that they had to do something.
Brought to do is that they thought that they
that's
had
a dangerous
to do something.
Thing.
Now,
and that's
let
a dangerous thing.
When
now,
you need to do something,
let me say this.
The time to do something
when
is when you
need to
do
something.
So
the
when there's
to
need
do something,
to
do something
is when you need to
do
it.
So when there's
don't
need to do something,
don't delay in it.
Do it.
Even when it's hard.
Don't delay
there are
in it.
Sometimes that we're called
even
to do
when
something
it's hard.
Hard
there
it
are sometimes
done,
that we're called to do
guess
something
when you need
hard.
To do it.
And if it needs
when
to be done,
when it needs to be done and when it's hard to do.
When it needs to be done and when it's hard to do.
The time to do it.
Waiting until it gets easy
is not going to be the time to do it.
However,
in fact, that's going to make it
part
even worse.
Of growth.
However,
in spirit
part
and maturity in the church
in
is learning
when
and
to keep
maturity
our
in the
shut.
Church
is
when
learning
to open our mouths.
When to keep our mouths
when
shut.
To sit still.
When to open our mouths.
The salvation
when
of the Lord.
To sit still.
And when to rise up and gird ourselves
Lord,
like a man.
And when to
and
rise up and gird
that
ourselves like a man.
Maturity.
That's
and
part
of
growth.
That
in the
is
church.
Spiritual maturity.
And
that's
here,
part
the
of
three
growth
friends
in the
of Job.
And here,
the three friends
that
of
Job
had done something
decided
wrong.
Decided,
you see,
that
they
Job
did something
had
that the
done
scripture
something
itself
wrong.
Says you ought not
you
to
see,
do.
See, they did something that
they
the scripture
had judged
says
a matter
you ought not to
before
do.
They heard.
They had
the
judged a matter.
You know what the scripture says?
The
kind
of person that does that is.
You know what the scripture
it says?
The kind of person that
judges
that
is?
A matter before he
it says
hears
a
the matter.
Fool.
Now,
judges
whether
a matter
or not they
before
would be
he hears the matter.
Fools as far as,
now,
whether
or
not
they would
be
considered
there is no
fools
God,
as
I don't
far
think
as,
that.
The
there
fool
are times
says
we
heart,
there is no
like
God,
that.
I don't think that.
And there
are
there
times
we
there
act
three,
like that.
Three friends
and there
are
times
who judged
there
a matter
three,
before
three
they heard it out.
Who judged
they did
a matter
not hear the counsel
before they
of
heard
God
it out.
In heaven.
They did not hear the counsel.
They did not investigate
to
see whether Job actually did.
They did not investigate
to see whether Job actually did.
They said there's
to merit
one reason why.
They said
there's only one reason why
Job
must have done something.
This could happen
awful.
To Job is
and
that
we're
Job
must
have done
Job
something
repent from
awful.
That awful deed.
And we're going to help
Job
even
repent
realizing.
From that awful deed.
Job did not have
without
a deed,
even
a
realizing.
Specific deed. To, now
Job
we all have
did
need
not
to
have
repent.
A deed. A
specific there was no specific
deed.
To,
now we all have need to repent.
To,
but there was
to
no specific
of,
deed that
Job
had done
just
to
repent of.
So they
were
going to try to convince
Job. To
so
help
they
Job
were
going to
figure
try to
out what Job
did
to help
that's
Job
the rest
figure
of the book
out
of Job
what
is
Job
about.
Did.
Now there's some,
and that's what
there's
the rest
some wonderful
of the book
things
Job
stated.
Is about.
But understand, now there's some
Job
there's
was
some wonderful
helped
things stated.
To,
but understand,
his position of
Job was helped
by his friends.
His
they
position of self-righteousness
way,
by his friend.
And Job
they
began
rubbed
convinced
him the wrong
that
way.
Not only did he do
and
nothing
Job
wrong,
began
convinced
he could answer
that not only did he do nothing wrong,
he could answer before God
and say that there was nothing wrong that he did.
Now
that's when
God.
Why, the wisest among them,
now,
which also happened
the,
to be the youngest
why,
among
the wisest
them,
among them, which also
finally
happened to
said,
be the youngest
you're
among
both
them.
Wrong, And I'm going to tell you said, why.
You're both
first
wrong.
First of all, God doesn't need
and
any
I'm
defense.
Tell you why.
But I'm going to plead
first
God's
of all, God
defense.
Doesn't need any
God
defense.
God does nothing
but
wrong.
But I'm going to plead
we
God's
always
defense.
Do something wrong.
God does nothing
but Job
wrong.
Didn't do
we
anything
always
wrong
do
in this
something
case.
Wrong.
But
simply
don't they do anything
regard
wrong
God
in this case.
And righteousness.
Simply
and let's
regard
but,
God
I'm
and his righteousness.
Fully paraphrasing. And let's just simply honor God.
I'm fully paraphrasing. And let's just simply honor God.
And now, then the three friends out of the rubbed Job the wrong way.
Now,
till
the three friends
rubbed Job the wrong way
before
till
he was
started.
Less fit.
Now, I can't remember his name.
Before he started.
Elihu, is that his name?
No,
anyway,
I can't remember his name. Maybe
the fourth
Elihu,
one, the one that
name?
Accompanied
anyway,
the three
that,
friends
that
of Job,
fourth one,
he
the one that accompanied
accurately.
The three friends of Job,
but
he spoke it accurately.
I'm about to skip ahead here, and I want to
not skip ahead
too far.
I'm about to skip ahead here, and I want to
not
skip ahead too far.
But it was not the countenance of his friends.
But it was not
that
the countenance of his
that
friends.
Job back to where
in
he
that
needed
case,
to be.
It was somebody else's
Job back to where
countenance.
He needed to be.
It was somebody else's.
This is where I
want to
start kind of a transition because as
this is where I
want to
start
as it is,
kind of
we may
a transition
get back to it.
Because as
but
as important
as it is,
as we may get back to
understand that we all have a duty to each other.
Understand that we all have a duty
to each other.
Face. To each other.
To show each other
that is a duty
each
we
other.
Have one to another.
The, do you realize that,
let
that is a duty
each other
we have
see our
one
faces.
To another?
Because
to let each
in
other
the
see
countenance
our faces.
One
because
to another.
In the
we
countenance,
see the countenance
one to another,
of Christ.
We see
that's what
the
we
countenance
ought to
see.
That's how we tune
that's
ourselves
what we ought to see.
To be
that's
the
how
fit
we tune
ourselves
to
be
one
the
another.
Fit tool
is that we
tune
ourselves
one another
to the countenance
is that we tune
of
ourselves
his
to
is
the
countenance
of Christ.
That matters.
Now, his
is
back
countenance
to the word
countenance
for just
now,
a little bit.
Getting back to
the
word
countenance
means
just
face.
A little bit.
It
the word
countenance
from a word
that just
face.
Simply means face.
It
but it doesn't
comes
just
from a word
mean
that just simply means
the
face.
Features.
But it doesn't
of the face.
Just mean
eyes, nose, mouth, and
of the face.
You know, typical person.
Eyes, nose, mouth,
but it means
the, you know, typical person.
The manner.
But it
of the
it
face.
Means. The manner
in Proverbs 27:17
it says
in Proverbs 27:17
the counsel
it says
of
that
his
a man sharpeneth
friend.
The counsel
you
of
know
his friend.
If Job's friends were truly
you know,
friends they would have
if
read
Job's friends were truly
friends
face
they would have read
when they
some
met
things
they would have
in
seen
Job's
the depth
face
of sorrow.
When they met him they
a
would have
friend,
seen the depth of sorrow.
And those of you that have been married
friend,
any length of time,
and you, and
those of you that have been married any length of time,
and within
can
less
look
at
a
each
second,
other's face,
pretty much
and
know the
mood
less than
and,
a
the,
second,
and the
pretty
demeanor
much know the
of
mood
your spouse
and the
children
demeanor
get to know
of your
the countenance of their parents
children
pretty quickly
get to know
and
the,
know when
the
they can
countenance of their parents
pretty quickly
hard to
and know
say
when
or
they
hard
can
to
approach
ask,
them
or no
with
I better
something
wait
that
later
may be hard to
talk
say
to
or hard to ask or no I better wait till later to talk to them
he is reading their countenance
reading someone's
knowing
he is reading
their countenance.
It
where
is
they
knowing
stand
and
where
when the
they
scripture talks
are.
About countenance
where they
falling,
stand and when the scripture
about
talks about countenance falling
or in despair.
It talks about being brought
now,
down
sometimes
either
we deserve
sorrow
to have
or
our
in
despair.
Fall.
Now,
sometimes we deserve
remember
to
one
have
occasion
our fall.
Where a brother killed a brother.
I remember one occasion
God came
where a brother
to Cain
killed a brother
and said,
God
why
came
is
to
your
Cain
countenance
and said, fall. Why is your countenance
God read his face. Now he knew what happened. He
God
heard
read his face. Now
he knew what happened.
Of Abel
he
had, cry
he,
out.
He heard.
He knew what
blood
had happened.
Of Abel
this is
cry
just
out.
Like God.
He knew what
had
happened.
Adam.
This
say,
is
where
just like
thou,
God
Adam?
Coming to
this is
Adam.
This is,
say where art thou, Adam?
To Cain. Cain.
This is.
Why aren't you all
him coming
smiles?
To Cain.
Cain.
Why aren't you just
why aren't
cheerful?
You all smiles?
You're
why
cast
you
down.
Just
why is that? Knowing
you're cast
good
down.
Well
what it
is. Why is
a
that?
Forcing Cain
knowing
to
good well what it is.
For his deeds.
A forcing
Cain's countenance
answer
was fallen.
For his deeds.
And
Cain's
countenance
was
fallen.
Was,
that was a fit place.
And it needed to
for
be.
His
it was, that was a fit place.
And that's apart from his
from my opinion of Cain.
And that's apart from,
very
from my opinion of
where
Cain.
Cain
is
this
I think
very
the scripture's
day,
very clear.
Where Cain
I'll leave it at that.
Is this very day. And
but understand, there are reasons why our countenance
but understand.
There are
but
reasons
why
our countenance
reasons
falls. Why
it falls is
but one of the greater reasons why it
to this
falls
world is
it is
our exposure to this
world. Our use
it
in
is
this world.
Our
if
use
we, in this world.
If I put it this way,
if we are fit
if I put it this way,
subjects of the kingdom
if
of God,
we are fit.
We will be battered
of God
and bruised
by this
we
world.
We will be battered
now, the
and
more
you're in
this
world,
and I'm not talking
now,
about.
participating
more
in the
you're
world,
in this
the
world,
you're
no,
in
I'm not talking about participating in the world, but the longer you're in it,
and fractures,
the more chips
and bruises that you're
going
to develop
in your service to God.
That you're going to develop.
God is not
in your service to God.
That.
That's
and
one
God
way
is
he
not
assembled the church
that.
Together.
That's one
so
way
that we, as friends,
as one,
who so can
that
look
we,
at
as
one
friends, as ones,
say,
who
brother,
can
look at one another's
you
face.
Don't have to tell me something's say, wrong, brother. You don't have to tell
what
me something's wrong. I see it.
From me.
What do
you
mean?
What is our countenance supposed to be?
Because you see,
well,
what
is the countenance of Christ
supposed to be?
What? How? What was the
well,
demeanor?
What is the countenance
that
of Christ?
Put
what?
On
how?
Upon
what
himself?
Was the demeanor?
What
that Christ
was the mind
put on upon himself?
Of Christ.
What
he,
was the
being
mind
God of Christ?
Thought
he,
it not robbery
being
to be
God,
equal
God
because he is God.
Thought it not robbery to
but
be equal
when he
with God
man,
because he is God.
He took upon
but
himself
when he
of
became
no reputation,
man,
but took upon himself,
he took upon himself
of
no
servant.
Reputation, but took upon
so
himself
one
the form
aspect
of
that
service.
Of being
so
friend
one aspect
and sharpening
of that
the council
is coming in
of
as
being friend
automatically
and
sharpening the council is coming
that
in
you're
as
not
going to
get
automatically
anything
out of
it.
It's what you're
not
going to get
anything
it.
Out
by
of
the
it.
Way.
It's what you're going to
you
put
have
into
an
it.
Issue.
Which, by the way,
and not getting
if you
anything
have
out of a church
service
and not getting
start
anything
trying
out
to
of
think
a church
about
service
what you're supposed to be putting into the
start
church
trying
service.
To think about what
you might
you're supposed
just
to
be
putting
surprised
into the church
that
service.
With that as your
you
mindset
might just be surprised
you're going to be getting a whole
with
lot
that
more
as
out
your
of
mindset,
it than you thought you were
you're
before.
Going to be getting a whole lot more out of it than
we
you
to put into the service of God.
How much
prayer
have I put into
the service
of God?
How much prayer have I put into the service
in
this
studies and
have I prayed
for my
pastor
that he's going
to have I put prayer
into my
brethren
and
sisters
have I put prayer into my brethren
and
sisters
the brothers
and
sisters
that
want to
be
there
that
they
be
fit and
healthy
and those
that
cannot
be there
are they being served and fed
and those that
cannot
be
there are they being served and fed
in a way that their family loves them and keeps them in mind and their
family loves them
that's what we ought to be putting
in
sharpening each other's counsel by
that's what we ought to be putting in sharpening each other's counsel by
the appearance
of
our face of
but
love
by
and compassion,
one with
the
another.
The one countenance
but by
counts above
all
the
is the
one
countenance
of Jesus
that
Christ.
Counts above all.
His
is
the
countenance
of
Jesus
Christ.
That's what we
his
ought to see
is the
in
one
each other.
As we
that's
serve
what we ought
and,
to see
and
love
in
each other.
Another.
As we serve and love
in
one
Psalm
another.
Psalm 42.
I want to turn
Psalm
there.
Psalm 42.
I want to turn there. I think that's the same passage I went to last night. There is another psalm
I think
that's on my
same
mind
passage,
and I went
we
to
might
last
get
night.
To
there is another psalm
that's
on my mind and we might get to that.
We'll be here a while if we do.
I better not look at that clock.
Psalm 42.
We'll be here a while if we do. In Psalm 42.
This psalm, and by the way, this
before
psalm,
get to this psalm,
and by the way,
ever
before
been
into
such
psalm,
a have you situation.
Ever been in such a
you have a full on
situation
conversation with yourself
that you have a full
you,
on
you, you
conversation
literally
with yourself
just within yourself
that you literally
start trying
just
to talk
within
to yourself,
yourself
say,
why are you so
start trying to
up.
Talk to yourself and say
why are you
so
angry
up.
Why are you so upset
why are
you
so
angry why are
and
you so upset
why are
you
so
sad
I'm not talking about dual
and
personality or anything I'm
you,
talking about
is
I'm not talking about dual personality or anything
you,
I'm talking about is
that
you,
has a conversation
with another
part of you
that has
you
a conversation
see,
with another
very
complex creature.
You see,
and I'm not even talking
very
about Romans
creature.
7 right now.
And I'm not even talking about Romans
of
7
of
right now, where we have
man.
A dual nature of
I'm talking about
gravity
and inner man.
I'm talking about
you see,
between
soul
the spirit,
and spirit
beareth witness with
you see,
our
spirit.
The spirit
that we are the heirs of God,
our
and the
spirit,
joint heirs of Christ.
That we are
but
the heirs of God,
and
the joint heirs of Christ.
Can become sin sick.
But our soul
can
become
weary.
Sin sick.
Our soul can become
sorrowful.
Weary.
Our soul
can
become
countenance.
Sorrowful.
Can
our
be cast
soul's
down.
Soul's countenance.
In Psalm 42.
Can be cast down.
And this is a beautiful
in Psalm
42. We sing a song as
and this
the
is
heart
a beautiful
from,
psalm.
We
sing
Brooks,
a song as
this starts with the scene of
a
panting
deer.
This starts with
the
scene of
only
a panting deer, a panting heart.
A beast
and
of the field.
Only
especially
pant,
is panting when they are desperately
a beast
thirsty.
Of the field, especially is panting
this
when
is
they
the
are
situation.
Desperately thirsty.
Desperate.
This is the
thirst.
Situation.
As
desperate,
the heart panteth.
after the water
as
brooks,
the heart
so
panteth,
panteth my
after the
soul,
water brooks,
after
so
thee,
panteth
God.
My soul.
So this is what David is thirsty
thee,
for. He's
oh
not
God.
Thirsty for natural
so this
water.
This is what David
he
is thirsty,
thirsty
for.
He's not thirsty for
the
natural water.
Because
he is
at
thirsty
this time and in this occasion,
presence of God.
David
because
is not
at this time and in this occasion,
David is not able to
be
in the assembly of the saints.
He wants to be in the assembly of the saints.
Because of fleeing.
Because of
running for his life.
Because of
fleeing.
Because of running for his life,
because of being in circumstances where
it would be a death
sentence
for him
to
show his face.
And there are those
he cannot
who are ridiculing
where he
him.
Wants to
those
be.
Are those
and there
are
those
him,
who are ridiculing
saying, David,
him. Those
aren't
are those
you the servant
him?
Of God?
Saying,
aren't
David,
you the king? That
aren't
God
you the servant
Israel?
Of God? Aren't you the king
where
that
is
God,
your God
put over Israel?
Why isn't he helping you?
Where is your God?
Where is your strength?
And he
is wearing on
your strength.
David is still
this is wearing on
David at this point.
David is still
the one
the psalmist David
Goliath.
At this point.
He is
still
the
one
who
called
king
of
Israel.
This is the one God called as king of Israel.
But his soul
sorrow,
is
by distress, by persecution,
by
and
sorrow,
this is where
by
we
distress,
get sometimes.
By persecution,
by the bruising
and this is
and
where we get
sometimes.
By the bruising
and
battering
of this world.
The
chipping
of our edge is happening every time we
use it.
And David is feeling the weight and the burden of this
situation. Sorrow upon his soul.
He says,
my soul thirsteth for God.
For the living God, when shall I come?
For the living God, when
shall I come?
It appear
before God.
That is his heart's desire to be.
He loved.
I'm sure he had
God.
People he loved at this time.
He loved.
I'm sure he had people he loved at this time.
We had to count
close
that
he had a near
with his friend Jonathan.
But there's one thing he's seeking right now.
But there's one thing he's seeking right now.
He needs desperately.
He needs
God's
God.
He needs
him.
To see
he needs
the
God's
face of God. He
maybe
needs
not literally
to see
like
the
Job,
face
like
of God.
God.
Maybe not literally
of
like Job, like Moses
no
saw
man
the hinder
parts of
the
God
glory
of
God.
Not yet.
No man can see the face
will.
Of God and live.
But
not
we
yet.
Get
will.
To the point that
but
we need the presence
get
of God.
To the point that we need
my tears.
The presence of God.
Have you ever wept?
My tears.
And that may seem like a
have you ever wept?
Odd thing to ask.
And that
or
may
say.
Seem like a odd,
but
odd
all
thing to
pride.
Ask or say.
We all want to hide
we all
tears.
Get pride.
We all want to hide
his
tears.
The disciples
no, Christ
knew
did not
he
hide
wept
his
because
tears.
He wept.
The disciples knew he wept because
don't
he wept.
Feel like it's a weakness.
That is a sign.
Don't feel like
that
it's
you
a weakness.
Are feeling
that is a sign
something.
That you
and that
are
something
feeling.
Correcting.
Something.
Maybe it's tears we brought with
correct.
False expectations, and those
maybe
false
it's
expectations
tears we brought with
false
met.
Expectations.
Still
and those
hurts.
False expectations were
sometimes
not
met. Sometimes it's the mourning
of
the loss of a loved one.
Sometimes
we may still expect
the mourning
see,
of a loss
to
of a
see them
one.
In that
we
day, or
go
to see
them
when
we
to
see
them
in that day,
or go to see them
when
we pass
from
this world,
or see them
the
day
of resurrection if we live to that day.
But
it still hurts.
It still
causes hurts.
It still dulls
it
the
still
edge.
Causes pain.
And we still
it
need
still
dulls the
sharpening
the
edge.
Of the countenance of God.
And we still
to
need
make
the
a
sharpening
of the
move
countenance
on
of God
and to go on
to
in our
make
service.
Us fit to move on
when
and to
I
go
remember
on in our service.
My tears have been my
when
my
I remember
meat, night and day.
My
eating.
Tears
that's
have been my meat.
A while
they continually saying to me where. A while they continually saying to me where.
If you ever get to that point, where is God?
We
if you ever
intellectually
get to that
point,
where is God?
We intellectually should say,
but
well, we know
hard
he's always around
to come to that answer,
but
when
it's
you
hard
don't feel
to come
him
to that answer
nearby.
That's
when
why our prayer is that we have the felt
presence
that's why our
of God.
Prayer
we know
is that
he's always
the
there,
felt
presence of God.
We know
he's
always
there,
but we need to feel
when I remember
there.
These things, I pour out
when I remember
my
these things,
soul in me.
I pour out my soul in me.
I had gone. For I had gone. He, this is what he's remembering.
This is why
his earnest
desires.
This is what. This is what he's remembering. This is why his earnest desires.
I had gone with
to.
The multitude.
I had gone with the multitude.
I went to the house of God with a voice of joy.
To the house
praise.
Of God
with a multitude
with a voice
that
of joy
holy
and praise.
Days. with a multitude that kept holy days.
I thank God, and I'll say this, it has not been my particular experience. I'll say this, it has not been my particular period of time away
that I've
from
ever spent
the extended period of time away
when
from
I count, I, then I miss
the
a Sunday, that's
service.
That's a hard week. For
when
me.
I count, I then I miss a Sunday, that's a that's
on
a
rare
hard
occasion
week for me.
In my life, I've only missed
I think one or two.
On a rare occasion in my life, I've only missed one or two.
I'm not trying to
raise myself up. I'm saying that's my blessed circumstance.
We all know there are times that there are those who had to be.
We all know there are times that there are those
time
who
away, either due to
had
war,
to be extended periods
situation
of time
with
away,
work,
either
due
family,
to war,
disease, health,
situation
all
work,
sorts of things
family,
that would keep
disease,
them from it, and earnestly desiring
all
to
sorts
be
of
there.
That would keep them from it,
what
and
they're
earnestly
feeling
desiring to be
is
there.
What David is feeling right here.
What they're feeling.
They remember.
Is what David is feeling
the times
right here.
They sat down.
They remember.
They heard the song of Zion.
They sat down.
Here.
They heard
the song
of Zion.
Here.
The
loved ones
to hear
them.
Their voices
out.
Rise up,
pray
that
they
can hear.
Remember
their voices,
the sound of the gospel. They can remember.
Remember
the sound of the gospel. They can remember
the
preaching
of salvation
in
by
them.
Grace.
Say, I want
their heart
that
is
poured
out in them. Say,
do you know
want
that's one
that
thing
again?
That we know we will do in heaven?
Do you know
that's
symbol together?
We know we will do
time
in heaven. Is we will
never
assemble
together
one
last
time.
That's our anticipated
joy
again.
Do you know why?
That's our anticipated
joy of the heart right now.
That's the anticipated joy.
That's
the
heart
right now
of the
spirit of God.
That's the anticipation of
that
David
inner
man.
His
soul
is pouring
out
because
that
inner
David
man
is
saying,
his soul is pouring out because that inner man is saying,
right
"I
want
to
be
it's
with
subject
God."
Subject to the vanity of the flesh for
right
a little
now
while. It's subject to the vanity of the flesh.
And
for
then,
a while.
If you'll
and then
take it,
his spirit.
If you'll
cries back. His
spirit
of
David
cries back. That part
that
the spirit of God
cries
back. That part that
the
spirit of God testifies to.
So this is David
asking David a question.
So this is David asking David a question.
Art thou cast down?
Why?
Oh my soul.
Art thou cast
why
down?
Why are you cast down?
Oh my soul.
Is there anything wrong with the inner man? Is there anything wrong with the inner man?
No. The answer
there's
is
nothing
I'll give you
wrong
the,
with
the
inner
quick
man.
Answer.
You
no
know why?
It is
there's
born
nothing
after
wrong
the
with the
inner
man.
Of God.
You know why?
It is perfect.
It is born
it is
after the image
it
of God.
Cannot
it
sin
is perfect.
It does
it
not
is complete.
Sin. It cannot
however,
sin.
It is
it
in a
does
body
not sin.
That sins.
However, it
and
is
surrounded
in a body
by a soul
that, sins,
that gets cast down.
And it's surrounded by a soul
the
that
spirit
gets cast down.
Crying out to the
soul,
the spirit asks
crying
a question
out to the
in
soul
encouragement.
The spirit
ask a question
is
encouraging
in encouragement.
The soul.
The spirit
by asking
is
this question,
encouraging
why,
the soul.
Why
by asking
are you cast
this question?
Down?
Well,
why?
The answer
why
is
are
he's
you
cast,
cast
down?
Down
because he's away from God.
The answer is
he thirsts
he's
for the presence
because he's
of
away
the
from
living
God.
God.
He thirsts
the soul
for the
presence
him
of the living God.
And then
and the
why art
thou
so
him
disquieted in me?
And
hope
why art
thou
so
thou
disquieted in me?
God.
Hope
remember
thou
that living
God,
God
that you wanted to be
remember
in presence of
that living God that
you
wanted
you
to be in presence of
the soul
he hasn't
it needs reminding
you
that
the
presence that
God
needs
has
reminding
not forgotten us
that the
presence
that
we will
God
be in his
has not
eternally
forgotten
one day
and that we will be in his presence eternally
to God, we
one
don't
day
have to wait until that day to
thanks
have hope
be to God we don't
have
to
be in the
wait
presence
until
of God
that
again
to have hope that we'll be in the presence of God again
about to back up.
Hope thou in God,
went,
for I,
back up.
This is the
hope thou
in
God,
God,
for I,
and this is the
in
spirit of
confidence
God,
of knowing
in,
the promises of God are yea
and
amen,
confidence
of knowing
for I
the
shall
promises
yet
of God
praise
are yea and
him,
amen,
for
I
shall
yet
praise him,
for the help
I will,
the
spirit
of God
say,
I know,
I'm
going to see
his face
again.
The
spirit
of God
say,
I know.
I know I will
receive
strength
his face
and comfort
again
by that.
And
one
I know
more time
I will receive strength and
just
comfort
hold
by
on
that.
So
one more time.
Hold on.
Just hold
for
on
a little while.
So
hold
on
for
a
little
he
while.
Will show his
hold
face
in
again.
God.
We don't know yet why we're going
again
through this, David.
We
don't
David
know yet why
himself
we're going through this, David.
But the spirit of God
David
is saying,
telling himself,
hold on.
But the spirit of God is saying,
hold on.
A little while
then
longer.
Then his soul answers back.
And if you think
then his
the soul
immediately
back
responds to
and if you
everything
think
the soul
that comes
immediately
way,
responds to
David
everything
tells us the
that,
reality,
that comes its way,
sometimes
David tells us
we
the
get
reality.
Thick-headed souls
that sometimes
that need repetition.
Thick-headed souls.
Do you know when you sharpen
need
a tool,
repetition.
You don't just go. Do you know when you sharpen
sharp
a tool, you don't just go.
And it's sharp.
Continual.
It takes
effort.
Continual.
Needs
effort.
Continual
it needs
and sometimes just to get it fit for
sharpening.
Immediate use. And sometimes just to get it fit for the immediate use.
It needs a little time.
Here God is spending a little time with David. Here God is spending a little time with David.
His soul, though it knows the truth,
because his
still
soul, though it knows the truth,
and he cries out, "Oh my God, my soul!"
He cries out, "Oh my God,
within me,
my soul
is
cast
will
down
I remember
within
me.
Thee from the land of Jordan.
Now, will I remember thee
coming,
from the land of Jordan?"
Now, corner.
He's
not
coming
there
yet.
He's turning a corner.
He's
but he's not there yet.
Acknowledging.
He's that
he can remember
acknowledging
God.
He's acknowledging that he will remember,
he can remember God.
But
he's also
acknowledging that he will remember
down.
God.
He's
not on the
mountaintop
he's still
right
cast
now.
Down.
He's been reminded.
He's not on the
but
mountaintop
that didn't bring him
right
instantly
now.
To
he's
the
been
mountaintop.
Reminded.
He's
but
still
that didn't
cast
bring
down.
Him instantly to the mountaintop.
He says, okay.
He's still cast
I'll
down.
Turn.
He says,
now
okay.
Remember my God.
I'll turn.
I'll remember those
now
things
remember
he's
my
been
God.
With me in already.
I'll remember those things he's been with me in already.
To help me
I will remember my God.
Now,
excuse me.
I will remember my God.
Excuse me.
From the land of Jordan and of the Hermonites and for the hill Mizar.
From the land of
deep
Jordan and of the Hermonites
deep,
and for the hill Mizar.
At the noise
deep
of thy water spout,
unto deep.
All thy
at the
ways
noise
and the hallows
of thy water
are gone over me.
Now
all
there,
thy ways
scene,
and thy hallows are gone over me.
Now there's
a scene,
Christ
I believe
in his
it actually speaks more toward
we quit,
Christ
and
in his situation. Because
before we quit
and
before
we're
done,
I hope
to get to one more
countenance. Still talking about David and his need
for the countenance of God.
Still talking about David and his need
for the countenance of God.
Yet the Lord, excuse me,
he says,
the Lord
will command his loving kindness in the daytime.
The Lord will
and
command
in the night,
his loving
song
kindness
shall be
in the daytime.
In my prayer,
and in the night, his
the God
shall be
of my
with
life.
Me.
He says, okay,
in my prayer unto the
I
God
believe you,
of my life.
Spirit,
he says, okay,
and I will,
I believe you,
this. Spirit.
I'm still yet cast down, but at least now I think I see the light at the end of the tunnel.
As with a sword in my bones,
verse 9,
this is what proves
he's
not out of it yet.
But he still has the present situation
he's
going to
hope.
I still has the present situation
rock,
to deal with.
Why hast
I will
thou
say unto my rock, why hast thou forgotten?
Does God ever actually forget his children?
No. Does God ever actually forget his children?
In fact,
no.
We are as the apple of his eye.
In fact,
you are always before the sight of God.
There is never a moment
always.
Where he is ever distracted.
There is never
a
moment
where he is ever distracted.
You are graven
and you are out of his attention.
In the palm of his hand.
You are graven.
He knows your name
in the palm of his hand.
Gave it to you
he knows your name
began.
Because
he
knows
gave it to you
before the world began.
So has he ever forgotten you?
No.
So has he ever forgotten you?
No.
Forgotten.
Do we ever feel forgotten?
Children of God who know the gospel truth.
Children of God
who know the gospel truth.
Should we
feel
forgotten?
That's what the Spirit's trying to tell David.
Should we?
You shouldn't feel this way.
That's what the Spirit's trying to tell David.
But you do.
You shouldn't feel this way.
We may not.
Ought you do
in a perfect world?
We may not.
We probably would
in a
never
perfect
sorrow,
world,
even with everything
we
that happens around
would
us.
Never sorrow,
even with everything that happens around us.
And knowledge.
If we had perfect understanding
the way
and
is.
Knowledge, we hurt.
That's not the way it is.
And David is
hurting,
and he feels
and David is
forgotten,
hurting.
But do you know what he
feels
still remembers?
Forgotten.
He has a rock.
But do you know what he still remembers?
A foundation.
He has a
he
rock.
Has a place to go.
He has a foundation.
He knows that God has
he
been
has
with him in the
place
past.
To go.
So he's
he knows
ask
that God has
question.
Been with him in the past.
Why?
So he's going to ask the question.
Not,
why?
Let me put it this way.
Not,
in order to
not,
ask
the question of God,
let me
he
put
knows
this
he's
way.
Going to see him
in
again.
In order to ask the question
so
of God, he knows he's
going
to see him
again. Disputing that he will be with God again.
He's not disputing that he will be with God again.
He just wants to know why
he's going to.
I was saying to God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me?
Why
I was saying to God, my rock, why hast thou forgotten me?
Why go I mourning?
That's
M-O-U-R. That's that
why go I mourning because of the oppression
of the enemy?
Why go I mourning because of the oppression
of the enemy?
Maybe this is very appropriate for this day and time.
Maybe this
why
is very
do I care what they think? Yeah.
Why do I care what
should
they
we care
think?
What the world thinks?
Never
should we care
never
what the
case.
World thinks.
Never
so when it seems
that's
like they
never
have
the
upper hand. Should we care then?
So when it seems like they have the upper hand,
should we care then?
But it's sinking into David's heart.
Where is God for you, David?
And the Spirit is saying, Hope thou in God. And David's saying, I feel forgotten.
One more time.
And the Spirit comes back one more time.
It repeats the mockery of the men. Where is thy God? Verse 11.
It repeats the mockery of the men. Where is thy God? Verse 11. Why art thou disquieted with me?
Sounds a whole lot like the last time.
Why art thou disquieted with me? Sounds a whole lot like the last time.
Now, for the singular fact about iron and iron.
You realize God does not sharpen the iron of those that are not
His. You realize God does not sharpen the iron of those that are not His.
God sharpens His own.
God sharpens
His own. For you to have the sharpening of the countenance of God,
for you to have the sharpening of the countenance of God,
I'm not talking about you making your
It sills the power of God. It sharpens 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 the power of God. It
tonight that I want those that to might correct hear in your hearing.
I said one thing that is
and those
true,
that might hear
but
it later.
It's a qualified truth.
I said
truth.
One thing that is true,
I said
but
there's
it's
one
a qualified
whose countenance
truth.
Never needs sharpening.
I said there's that's, one that's whose Christ. Countenance never
that
needs sharpening.
That is true.
That's Christ.
As
that
we look
is
at
true.
Jesus Christ as the Son of God.
As we look at Jesus Christ as the
Son
of God.
Man.
However,
Jesus Christ as the Son of Man
had the
however,
same issue
because you see
had
it's
the
not
same
because
issue
because you see
we are
it's
sinners.
Not because that we get cast down
we
in
are
this
sinners
world.
It's because
that we get
we
cast
have
down
a
in this
sinless
world.
Entity
it's because
a sinless,
we have a sinless
inner man in us
entity a sinless
that is cast down by inner
man
sin
in
around
us.
Guess
that is cast down by sin around
the
us.
Contradiction
guess who
of sinners
endured
against himself?
The contradiction
Jesus
of
Christ
against himself.
And you realize as
Jesus
the Son of
Christ,
Man,
Christ,
he
and you
never
realize as the Son of Man,
divine
he
strength
never
or power
used divine
to get out of
strength or power.
He
to get out of it.
Speaking, he grew weary.
He physically
he grew
speaking,
tired. He grew weary.
He hungered.
He grew tired.
He ate.
He hungered.
He ate.
We don't have any record
of any injury before.
We don't have any record of any injury before.
Every single time those Roman soldiers smote his face,
every single time those Roman soldiers smote his face,
when the scourge went across his back,
it
when the scourge went across his back,
it else
hurt
like no one
else
had their visage marred
more than that.
Because no one else had their visage marred more than that.
He suffered like we suffer.
Yet
he suffered. Like we
so
suffer,
when we
yet
look
without
at sin.
The load of
so
this world on our heart,
the load
do we ever
of this
read
world
about man
on our heart,
Jesus Christ being a man of
do we
sorrows,
ever read about a man,
Jesus Christ being a man of sorrow,
very much so,
acquainted with grief,
and do you know
very
whose
much so.
Countenance he looked to,
and do you know whose countenance
his
he looked to? You see, there's one
his
particular
father's.
Occasion. You see, there's
where
one particular occasion.
Christ.
could where? Have asked the question.
Christ
he did ask it in a different way.
Could have
in
asked the question.
Psalm 42,
he did ask it in a
David
different way.
David asked the question, why hast thou
in
forgotten
Psalm 42,
me? David
Psalms
asked the question,
22.
Why hast thou forgotten me?
He said, and that's
Psalms
not where I'm going to go, but in Psalms 22, he asked this
he
question.
He said, and that's
my
not
God,
where I'm going to go,
my
but
God,
in Psalms 22,
why
he asked this
hast
question.
Thou
my God, me? Why hast thou forsaken
There is another psalm I want to turn to. There is another psalm I want to turn to.
Think.
Psalm 16.
Think.
It's Psalm 16. Psalm 16.
I won't read the whole psalm, but I'll pick up a part that we.
And I won't read
those
the whole
of you
psalm,
that
but
I'll
are,
pick up a part that we
are, that
read your Bible.
Those
a lot,
of you that
this might
are,
sound very
are,
familiar.
That,
read your Bible.
If this doesn't
a lot,
sound very familiar.
This might
then very
be an encouragement
familiar.
To
start if this doesn't
your Bible
sound
more.
Very familiar, let that be an encouragement to start reading your Bible.
Psalm 16.
Psalm 16.
I'll start in verse. This is hard.
I'll start in verse.
This is hard.
I'll start in verse 7.
I will bless the Lord.
I'll start in verse 7.
Who hath given me counsel.
I will bless the Lord.
My reins
who hath
also
given me
instruct me in the night season.
My reins also
you know,
instruct
kind
me
of what
in the
happened
night season.
In Psalm 42.
You know, that's the inner
kind
man.
Of what happened in Psalm
through
42.
Through the Spirit of God,
the inner man,
hearing the testimony and
through
of
the Spirit of God,
my reins
hearing the testimony and of instruction.
My reins
I have set
shall
the Lord always before me.
I have set the Lord always
to
before
To what
me.
End do you set something in front of you?
To what end do you set something
to
in front
it.
Of you?
That's why you put something in front of
to
you.
To see it.
That's why you're not supposed
that's
to put something
you
in front
put
of your
face
while
front.
You're driving.
That's
so
why
that's
you're
not
you're
supposed to put something in front of your face
of
while you're driving. Because
right.
So that's what you're going to be
if
looking
you put
at
the Lord
instead
ever
of the
before
road,
you.
Right?
What are you always going to see?
If you put the Lord ever before
the Lord.
You. What are you always going to see?
That's our call.
The Lord.
And when,
not
that's,
if,
that's
but
our,
when.
That's our call.
You get distracted
and when,
you start
not
looking
if,
at other
but
things
when,
in his life.
You get distracted
remember,
and you start looking at
the
other things in his life.
The one perspective that matters
remember,
is God's perspective.
The one perspective
and
that
so
matters
when you start
is God's
looking at God,
perspective.
You start thinking
and
of
so
things
when
from
you start
God's
looking
perspective.
At God,
that's why
you start
the
thinking
Apostle
of
Paul,
things
way,
from God's perspective. That's why
the Apostle Paul, by the way,
could be firmly
that neither life nor death nor principality nor power nor thing
neither life nor death nor
height, nor
principality,
nor
power,
any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God,
nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord.
That is
do you
not
know
a
that is
the
heavenly
perspective.
You may be born
that is not
again.
Earthly perspective
you may be
of
regenerated.
You may be
you may
born
the life of God
again.
In you.
You may be
but
regenerated,
but
you may
the life of God in you.
But
I don't mean that.
But we start off as ignorant children.
I don't mean that in any implied way.
We just don't know.
And
learn,
it's just we don't know.
To think
we
of
have
a
to
certain
be
perspective.
To
we
learn,
ought to learn to think of the heavenly
perspective.
We ought
when
to
you
learn
know
to think of
that
the heavenly perspective.
Matter. When you know
what,
how
it
does not matter
in this life.
Guess what then doesn't matter?
How much wealth
life?
You accumulate
guess
in
what,
this
then
life?
Doesn't matter?
Because
how much wealth you accumulate in this life?
We entered into this world without anything.
Something very clear.
Very
clear. We entered into this world without anything.
Therefore,
it's
very clear we can carry nothing out.
Food and raiment.
Therefore, with there would be
content.
With food and raiment,
all we have.
There would be
all we need.
Meaning
that's all we have.
Back to Psalm 16.
I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand.
I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand.
I want to pay particular attention to what's said in this book, verse 4.
Particular attention to what's said
in
this book,
verse 4.
It is not
David
saying.
It is David writing it.
Does that make
sense? It is not David saying.
Does that make sense?
The
Spirit of God is inspiring David to write something
that somebody else
is
saying.
The Spirit of God is inspiring David to write something that somebody else is saying.
And that somebody else
I have
is
set the
Jesus
Lord
Christ.
Always before me because he is at
I
my right hand.
I have set the Lord
I
always before
be
me because he is at
therefore,
my right hand.
I
my
shall not
heart
be moved.
Is glad.
Therefore,
and my, glory
my heart is glad.
Rejoices.
My
and
flesh
my glory
also rejoices.
So rest in hope.
My flesh
sounds
also
like
so
he's in a pretty good
hope.
Situation.
That sounds
if you
like
understand
he's in
a pretty good situation. This
but if you
is Christ understand the circumstances
on the cross.
This is Christ
about to give up the ghost.
On the cross.
This is
about to give up
when
the ghost.
He says, Father, into thy hands
when
I commit my
spirit.
Father, into thy hands
this
I commit my
the psalm commend my spirit.
That applies
to
this
that
is the psalm
moment.
That applies to
this
that
is what is going on in the
moment.
Heart of Jesus
this
Christ.
Is what is going on in the heart
my soul
of
is
Jesus
glad.
Christ.
Moreover, shall I rest
glad.
In hope. Moreover, shall
thou
I rest
wilt not leave
in hope
my soul in hell.
For thou wilt not leave.
Neither shall thou suffer thine holy one
to seek corruption.
Neither shall thou suffer in thine holy one.
Thou wilt show me the path of life.
Thou wilt show me the path of life.
Is fullness in thy of joy.
Presence.
Is
at thy
fullness
right hand,
of joy,
there are pleasures.
At thy right hand,
there are
that
pleasures.
That is Jesus Christ
forevermore.
About to die.
That is
his body
Jesus
going
Christ
to the grave,
about to die.
But him knowing
his body
that
going
the Father's
to the grave,
work is not
but
yet
him
done.
Knowing that his
that
body
the Father's
will come
work
forth
is not
by
his
done,
own power.
That his body
that
will come forth out of that grave
by
his
Father
own power
as the Son of Man
and
he will
and
the
be
Son
the
of God
as
for all eternity and the Son of God
that
all eternity from that time
forward. Now, why did
that's
I go?
What
is,
to
that's
this
why
passage.
That scripture is applied.
We go to Acts
why
chapter
did I
two.
Go to this passage?
If we go to Acts chapter
in
2.
Acts chapter 2.
In Acts chapter 2.
I want us to understand. Now, I want us to understand. I just tried to quote, or
I
want
to
mention a little bit ago about
I just tried to
Psalm
quote, 20, or
just
mentioned
a little bit ago about
and that passage
Psalm
in Psalm 42,
where David says,
and that passage
why
in Psalm 42,
and
where David
God,
says,
my God,
why hast thou forgotten
me?
And my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
That never
something
took, place,
took
before,
place on the cross.
Will never take place again.
Never took place before.
It is Christ
will never take place
bearing
again.
The weight.
It is
the
Christ
burden
bearing
the, shame,
the weight
of every
the burden
sin
of every
and
child
the shame
of God
of every
sin of
every
child of God
utterly
and
completely
God the Father
while
alone.
He was observing it.
He didn't turn
God
his face
the Father
away.
While he
I
was observing it.
He didn't turn his face
you
away.
Use that
I know we
used
that metaphor in that.
The reality of the matter.
Use that metaphor
God
as
was,
you understand
was
the reality
very close
of the matter.
Attention.
God was to what
was
going was on in this moment.
Very
he
close
was examining his
to what was going on in this moment.
He was examining his son to see if there be any spot
in inward and outward.
He knew there wouldn't
see if there be any spot
in any
place. He knew there wouldn't
be
Jesus,
but the examination
still
took place.
Completely
and
Jesus,
utterly
Jesus
alone.
Hung.
Completely
and, when he cries
and
out,
utterly alone.
My God, why hast thou forsaken me?
My God
is
my
the
God,
one
why
time
hast thou forsaken
in
me?
All of eternity.
It is the one
that the
time
Son does
in
not
all
see
of eternity.
The Father's
that the Son does
as it was
not
before.
See the face of the Father's countenance.
He has seen
as it
the countenance
was
before.
Of judgment.
He's
seen
he's
the countenance of wrath,
of judgment,
and anger.
He's seen
and
the
he's
countenance
of wrath
of it.
And anger.
But that's how
and
he's
he willingly
partaking
of it.
While he's
but
hanging
that's
on
how
the cross.
He sees the Father.
The Father sees
while
the
he's
Son
hanging on
the
cross. The
object
and
the
Father
the
sees
the
sin.
Son
as the object
that was
of
not
the burden of sin.
A joyful moment.
That was not.
That was not
a
moment
joyful
that
moment.
Christ was looking forward
that
to.
That was not a moment that
was a moment
Christ
that
was looking
was
forward to.
And he went to
but
it
was a moment that he was born to.
And, he
and
went
as
to
he hung on the cross, bearing the
and
countenance
as he hung
of judgment
on the cross,
and of wrath,
bearing the
and
countenance
of, anger,
of judgment,
he was
and of
waiting.
Wrath.
For that
anger,
moment,
he was waiting
to see the Father's
for that moment,
face again like he had seen it
that
before.
He could see the Father's face again like he had
swear,
seen
Acts
it before.
Chapter 2, he
and
puts
he
it this way.
Swear, Acts chapter 2,
he
puts
quotes,
it this way.
Psalm 16.
He quotes
David
speaketh
16.
Concerning him. This is Acts chapter 22.
David speaketh
verse,
concerning him. This
me,
is Acts
okay,
chapter 22.
Verse
get old
me,
enough.
Okay, verse 25.
My eyes are starting to get old enough.
For David speaketh concerning him.
I foresaw
for David
the Lord always before my
him.
Face, for he is
I foresaw
at my
the
right
Lord
hand,
always
on my
before
right hand
my face,
that I
for he is
at my right hand.
Therefore did
my
heart
hand that I should not
rejoice.
Be
therefore,
do you
want to
know
heart
what
rejoice.
Was in the heart of Christ?
You want to know
rejoicing
what was in
for
the
heart
completed
of
work
Christ,
on the cross,
rejoicing
for the
completed
work
on the cross,
to be with
the
Father one more time,
for
the glory
to
be restored
to Him,
one more time,
for
the glory
to
be restored
unto
Him that He had
without
us
before
the
world
was.
For thou,
let me continue.
Therefore did my heart rejoice and my tongue was glad.
Moreover,
therefore did my heart rejoice and my
tongue was
glad.
Moreover,
because thou wilt not leave
my
flesh
in hell.
Shall rest
neither
in hope,
will
because
thou
wilt not leave
my
soul
in
hell.
Neither
wilt
thou
suffer
thy
holy one
to
see corruption.
Thou shalt
make
me
known unto me the ways of life.
With the joy
of
thy
full
countenance.
With the joy
of thy
countenance.
You
want
was
earnestly
spent
the
expectation
of Christ
and
love and joy.
To
say,
well done,
son.
And
enjoy. You
have done.
To say,
well
done,
son.
You
have
done
well.
You have earned
the
victory over
sin,
death,
hell, and the grave.
Was there
any
doubt
that
happened?
It never.
To be
you
you know what had to happen?
He had to bear the countenance of wrath one time.
But only one time.
One time.
And that only one time from the Father.
And that having been accomplished on the cross,
it was the joy of the Father's face again.
It was the joy of the countenance of God the Father to the
Christ brings to us.
You know what?
To give us the sharpening.
It is the joy of the countenance
of the Father.
It is the joy of the countenance of the Father through the very presence of Christ
and through the Holy Ghost
to us today.
He will send the promise of
the Comforter.
Who is what?
The Holy Ghost.
The other Comforter.
Who is what?
The Holy Ghost.
The very presence
of the Spirit of Christ.
That we ought to have.
So the anticipation
when we come to the assembly,
that we ought to have.
A little bit of tool sharpening.
When we come to the assembly.
Along with other things.
A little bit of tool sharpening.
I am not excluding.
Along with other things.
The primary reason we ought to worship.
The fact is
God.
The primary reason we ought to worship.
Number one.
Is God.
If we're not coming together with that,
the rest really doesn't follow.
If we're not coming together with that,
the rest really doesn't follow.
Is he have to do them for the right reasons?
God orders things.
For them to actually work out the proper way.
Does he have to do them for the right reasons?
For them to actually work out the proper way.
To see God.
But when we come together
to see God.
We get to see God.
Guess what we get to do?
We get to see the joy of his countenance.
The assurance of the finished work.
We get to see the joy of his countenance.
The assurance of God's work.
The joy of the right hand of the throne of Jesus Christ
filled
with man.
On the throne
with
Jesus Christ himself.
The Son of Man.
The Son of God today.
The Son of Man sits on the throne of God today.
And we know that because of the joy of God's countenance to us.
When we are cast down, when our soul is given to us,
brought down.
When we are cast down, world,
or I didn't
is
spend
brought
much
down
on it.
By the affairs of this world,
or I didn't spend much on it
by lack of use,
and then we're brought into the worship together with his countenance.
We are brought together with his countenance.
That refinishing
gives us that to go on for a little while.
That refinishing.
One day we won't need
to go on for a little while.
One day we will never.
One day we won't need that.
Maintenance.
One day we will never need
but until then
maintenance.
We
again.
Must needs be fed.
But until then
we must go on
we must
a little bit longer.
And the soul cries
we
out.
We must go on
hope
a little
God.
Bit longer. And the soul
keep going.
Cries out.
We'll get
hope
there.
God.
The time will
keep
come.
Going.
When sin
we'll get
will be
there.
No more,
the time
we'll
will be come.
Free.
There'll be
when
no more burden.
Will
there'll
be no more
sorrow.
There'll be free.
There'll be no more burden.
Down.
There'll be no more sorrow.
Until
there
then,
will be no more casting down.
We are cast down.
Until then.
Not destroyed.
We are cast
we
down,
go forward
but
in
not
the countenance
destroyed. Of the living
we
God.
We go forward in the countenance
come
of the living God.
Well, I will say this.
Brother,
I'll
if you would come
this,
in,
I trust I
well,
say
I will say this.
I'll
this,
publish this.
The church doors are always open.
Company can do this, so.
If you wish
the church doors are always open.
To join unto this band.
If you wish to,
I know
to,
this church
to join unto this band.
I know this church
will
be happy to receive you in a good, and I trust in a good scriptural way.